There's Katie Offerman and Ask Me to Dance. And tonight, Katie will be, performing at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Right now, she's joining us on the Big Red in the Morning Show. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Oh, man. Good morning. I'm still waking up. So, God, I should be more awake than I am now, but I'm so glad I get to wake up with y'all. Thank you so much for having me, and just so glad we get to do this, finally.
Katie, I was, that single right there, when they sent it to me, and I've been a Hayes Carles fan for a while, and
I
thought,
love him.
How well you guys' voices just matched on that song. How did that all come about, you guys working together?
Man, just kind of funny how it all worked out, and we wrote this song, and it was my buddies, Neil Medley and Brent Cobb, and Brent is buddies with Hayes, and, we'd always kind of talked all along about maybe this, maybe it is a feature. Who could it be? We kind of ran in the list of possibilities, and we're all just like, it's got to be Hayes. He just fits that vibe so well. And so Hayes and I ran into each other a couple times, but I didn't have his number, and Brent's friends with him, and I was like, just text Hayes and see if he's down. And he's like, yep, he's in. Here's his number. And so I was like, I texted him, was like, hey, it's Katie. Heard you're down to do this song. Thank you so much. Also, we're recording it, tomorrow. And so he was just so nice. He came in the studio. Obviously we weren't cutting his vocals yet, but we wanted him there on tracking day just to get his, get the vibe of the whole Neil and him singing there. And he was just so generous with his time, with just his willingness and attitude and his creativity. I love his songwriting. I'm such a fan. I used to cover his song Girl Downtown at all my gigs growing up and in college, but just his phrasings and the way he sings things are, his tendencies are a little bit different than mine, and I just loved, listening to what his natural, where he went with things and how he sang certain things, and we just had a blast. I couldn't have picked a more perfect person for the song.
Katie, off the air, we were just talking how my first experience to you at performing was at the Ryman last year at CRS. And then I
love that.
Came up and said hi at Robert's Western World, one of my favorite places on Broadway.
Yep. Tell me
what it's like playing that UMG show and playing at the Ryman.
God, playing at the Ryman is that's like the mother church of country music, we're catching up real quick earlier, and it's just crazy because that was the place that I would go every year with my friends, my writer friends, and we'd sit in the top, the balcony of the Ryman, and look over and watch every artist playing year after year, and be like, God, man, this is the cool UMG showcase out of everybody. It's not hating on, look, nobody's perfect, but UMG, their showcase, CRS, they got it down, because we are so lucky to get to do the Ryman, and that's the one that everybody I know goes to, even peers of mine, songwriters, it doesn't matter if you're not in radio or not, everybody's going to that one, and we used to just sit and watch and be like, God, that'd be so freaking cool to do that one day, and we kind of sit there and dream, and then last year I got to do that. And all those same friends that would go with me year after year were there too. And we, a lot of those, a few of those I wrote this song with, I Just Killed a Man. And so it's just a cool full circle moment to be able to share that song, share that, stage and then be there. And we just had a blast. And so I love afterwards, they're like, let's go to Robert's. And I had a break in between the CRS, activities, and I was starving. I'm like, oh, let's get some fries, and hear some Western swing. So we went down there. It's just always a good time,
So now I've got my tickets for this year. Are you going to be around that week in Nashville?
I'm going to be around. We haven't figured out the plan as far as if I'm playing yet, so we'll see how that all shakes out. But I'll definitely be around and about. So always a blast.
Well, Katie, I was reading about how, growing up in Texas, you've got to be a fan of some of the great Texas legends that have come out of there from country music. And then I found out that you actually got to open for George Strait. What was that like?
Oh, my gosh. Freaking amazing. Everything else is downhill from here, it's just so cool. That's something I had manifested and put into, the universe many, many times of on interviews and different things of God, I want to, do something with George. Everybody always asks, who's your dream collab, dream tour, dream, whatever. And I'm like, I don't even care. I'll have George in one of my music videos if that's all I can get, whatever the deal is. And, George and I met in a hair salon in Texas when I was 14, and kind of just such a unique meeting that I thought, well, at the end of the day, George probably will remember meeting me because we had a 30-minute conversation and it was just me and him in a salon.
Wow.
And so fast forward, I got asked to play these shows, and it's just incredible. You know, I mean, their team, just how they run their business, and just watching him play, I'm like, he is the king. He is 100% my king.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Oh my God, we all loved it.
Now, Katie, you've been releasing singles so far. Is there any thought of a full-length album here in 2024?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of our goal. So I'm hoping maybe by the end of this year we'll have something. We've got a few tunes that are already in the can, and ones we're going to be going in and cutting here soon. So I think that has been majorly on my radar. It was something I wanted to put out this past year. But, you know, sometimes things take a while just between different people on your team, you know, and labels. Everything is just, you know, with artists, we're like, let's put it out tomorrow. But, you know, you kind of got to go through all the different pieces and hoops and jumps. And so that is my main goal for this year. One of the main goals is to put out a project, because with my music and the type of artist I am, like, I think people need a body of work to get the whole picture and dive in and kind of sink their toes into the music itself. So I'm looking forward to that being the case and putting one out for sure.
Exactly. You know, Katie, there's such a different music scene in the state of Texas as far as country music goes. And we here at Iron Country have kind of grabbed onto that because of the more of a traditional type feel. You still got your steel guitars and that kind of thing. And you're going around the country. Do you see more areas of the country actually going, you know what, I really like what Texas is doing?
Well, you know, I think that, well, I noticed a few things. It doesn't matter where I play in the world. We're not going to tell the people in Madison tonight. But Texas is just always the best. Like, it just, my Texas fan, well, Texas, just Texas in general, is the best. I mean, need I say more? But, like, Texans love Texans. You know, we love Texas, just love Texas. And so when I go there and I talk about being from Texas, it's like people are already, that's like my end, you know? And so when I go other places, it's, you know, it's kind of like, okay, who is this Texas girl, you know? But what I will say as far as, you know, more so than even just them wanting kind of the Texas music thing, I think people are wanting to connect to something real, whether it's a human, a personality, or the music itself. Like, yeah, stuff with tracks on it is awesome, but I think people like authenticity and the real deal. And so I think people are starting to come back around to really, that's yours. somebody left their phone by me. So, you know, I think people want something that is relatable to them. And so I think when it has so much slick kind of polish on it, they're kind of like, okay, you know, it's awesome. But I think when people hear the real deal and they hear fiddle and steel, how could they not love that, you know?
Yeah.
I played a show in Texas last week, and there was a dance hall in the middle of the whole, you know, venue, and it wasn't like a dance hall. It was like a, you know, a dance floor for people to get up and two-step. It's like only in Texas would they do that, you know? And that gets me fired up. I love that so much.
Well, I know tonight you're playing at the Barrymore Theater here in Madison, and just to, you know, dress warm. I want to let you know that it's a lot of snow and cold here this last week, but we hope that you get back out and come here maybe in the summer. Wisconsin's a nice place in the summer, Katie.
I am totally down. man, it's been kind of a weather adventure because, you know, Nashville, we got a lot of snow, which was awesome, beautiful, and then played in Key Largo last night, 80 degrees, and then here we are, Wisconsin, whatever the temperature is, freezing my butt off is all I know. So, you know, I had to pack for the cool. I had to go buy a t-shirt in Florida because I had only packed like scarves and beanies, and so I'm like, God, where am I? Who am I? I'm freezing. I'm hot. I'm all these. So anyway, but we're just having a good time. So.
Well, we honestly, Katie, we appreciate you spending a little time with us this morning. Where can our listeners find out more about you, Katie, and where can they get your music?
Well, you know, you can really find me anywhere online, Instagram, TikTok. You know, I'm not as much of an active Twitterer. But, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, all the places, anywhere you can stream music, you can find me. Find me online. I'm also on Facebook. You know, just anywhere you can find me and message me. I love getting back to people because it's like, you know, I have no excuse. I'm just starting out and I want to connect. And so if you are coming out to a show, let me know and I'd love to see you. So just happy to be here and happy to be making friends and fans along the way. So,
all right. Well, Katie, we wish you all the best, and you've always got a place thank here at you. Iron Country, and hopefully I see you down in Nashville in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, you keep me posted when you'll be there, and I will hopefully see you. But thanks for supporting my music. You're the best.